Blog Talk Radio.
Right, everybody, welcome to another episode of Strictly Geekly. I am your host, Iggy Matthews. And with me today is, starting with Trish. Introduce yourself, darling.
Hi, it's Trish Fryer. How are you doing,
from,
Iggy?
From Keeping It Real. I'm doing all right. I just a little hungover from yesterday's festivity. And speaking of hungover, Samantha, how you doing?
Hi.
And then, last but certainly not least, we have Shiley. How you doing, love?
Hello, hello. I'm doing good.
All right. So, I'm going to start off with what is something that I'm the most curious about. And, like, I kind of talked to you about it with Eddie, and we kind of hold back. And then last episode of Strictly Geekly, we had some technical difficulties, and we weren't even able to talk about this. Trish, what is the drama with Disney Cruise Line not letting the Prego on board the ship?
Yeah, it's like a really, really crazy because, you know, it's not just Disney Cruise Line, it's all cruise lines. They have a rule that if you are 24 weeks or more pregnant, or if you're going to be that anytime during the cruise, you're not allowed to sail.
It's the same as a boat, as a plane.
Yeah, it's across the board. You know, they have, it's not just Disney Cruise Line. Well, this stupid bitch decided that she wasn't going to, wasn't going to play by the rules. She got a doctor's note saying it was okay, even though it says right on the Disney website. Even if you have a doctor's note, you still will not be able to go. And she tried to. Yes. Something happened.
They don't
want to
be delivering no babies.
Yeah. And if anything goes wrong, then they're liable. And so she made this big deal. Well, first off, she showed up with, like, a whole, like, crew of cameras and stuff. So I think she planned this from the beginning. She has her own YouTube channel. And I think this is all was a big setup for her to try to make Disney look bad and to basically
get viewers,
publicity
get money.
Yes. But there was actually someone commented on the video she posted on YouTube. And basically he said, you know, I was there. This entire family, particularly the husband and the father, made very rude remarks and threats to the entire Disney staff. They were trying to assist them and began harassing them when they were attempting to help other guests, including myself. The entire Disney staff was very helpful and attentive to my needs despite this hell family. They edited out the part where the other guests began clapping when the police arrived to put an end to their hysterical entitlement. Disney is very clear with the rules, and this family came with full camera equipment and began recording and escalating the situation from the moment they were told they wouldn't be able to sail. Also, I saw Disney staff shred any confidential documents immediately after entering sensitive information. This family was hysterical, and I'm glad most people on YouTube understand this video has been heavily edited. So,
wow.
Yeah, she was saying that, you know, oh, well, you know, Disney came with armed guards and dragged them off the ship. They never even got on the boat.
Okay, so basically this is a case of one entitled bitch who's like, oh my God, I really want to go on Disney Cruise Line, and realize in the moment I might be able to make money off of this.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's exactly where it went, because it doesn't seem like anything else, because it states very clearly on their website the pregnancy policy, and it's on every other cruise line too. So, and she's claiming she didn't know about it, or she thought, I thought a doctor's note would be sufficient.
You know, I'm getting really sick and tired of these fucking articles that are, like, clickbait as fuck. okay? Oh, my God.
Every single article I saw, basically, the title of it was making it seem like it was Disney's fault. Basically saying, like,
yes.
Disney is discriminating against a pregnant woman. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. You know, like, there was a an article that I seen on Facebook. I got so mad. I let this website have a piece of my mind, okay? Like, that's literally... Okay, it also shows that I have no life, but that's irrelevant to the point. What it was is that, you know, guy is like, this dude is supposed to be doing like, you know, like heavy lifting, one of those competitions, weightlifting competitions. And he's like, this dude lifted so much, his face exploded. Oh my gosh, so much blood. You go to watch the video, the dude literally gets a mild nosebleed. That was it.
Yeah.
Okay, or like some rapper girl got attacked by a fucking jaguar on the set of her music video. All the little kitty did was rawr, rawr. Don't get that close to me, rawr. Didn't even touch her, nothing. She got viciously attacked, really. Okay, you know, and that's the kind of shit right there where it's like nobody really cares. Like, I can tell you, anybody who reads these articles, like Disney Cruise Line didn't, you know, let the Prego on board, none of these people are bothering to read the article. That is precisely the reputation that Disney just got. No matter how they handled it, no matter what the fuck actually happened, Disney got the reputation of being an asshole to the pregnant woman.
Well, and they also gave them a full refund on their cruise. They didn't have to do that, considering that it was their fault. And then they were pissed off that they wouldn't refund them their airline tickets that they paid to get to Florida. It's like,
okay.
I wouldn't have wanted that either. It's like the bitch was stupid enough to go down there knowing that that was the policy for literally every cruise line out there, so.
Well, and even if you didn't know the policy and you come over there, okay, like, obviously she didn't know the policy if she got a doctor's note. And if you got the doctor's note, you obviously read the policy, which the policy should also have stated that even with a doctor's note, you still try. You try to pull some bullshit, okay? And what gets me about this is, I mean, I'm sure, like, we've all worked in this. Like, I know Trish, you're a dental hygienist. You know, Samantha, she used to work at a golf course. Shiley and myself, like, being in the Navy. It doesn't matter what you do to try and avert the situation. If somebody's already has their mind set on fucking shit up, it's going to get fucked up.
Absolutely.
You know. So, and that's what gets me about that one, but... well, speaking of fucking shit up, okay, so iTunes apparently is closing down. I legitimately stayed away from this article just so I could hear Shiley so I could be genuine instead of becoming an actress on the show, because I legitimately, so what's going on?
Okay, so apparently Apple is shutting down iTunes. There's been a rumor going around for a couple of months now saying that starting on March 31st, 2019, iTunes will be shut down. And what they're going to end up doing is if you have iTunes, if you bought the songs and everything, you'll still be able to listen to them offline. But they're trying to go over to more of the streaming, kind of like Pandora and Spotify, by doing Apple Music. So you would have to pay a monthly price in order to download songs off of Apple Music in order to listen to it offline. But all the songs that you bought previously, you will still be able to listen to offline without having to pay extra for that. So pretty much they're just being they're money grubbing right now, trying to get more money and take away the downloading, which everyone likes and cares about, and going more towards Pandora, Spotify with the monthly payments and installments. It's so stupid to me. I think they should just keep iTunes as
Jesus
it is,
Christ.
Giving everyone the option to choose what they want instead of having everything be the same. Give options. The second everything starts getting the same, it's when stuff gets boring.
Yeah, but that also brings up the argument of all these people who are going to be like, well, I paid for all these albums and all these songs and all these music videos and you know, it's people wanting, possibly trying to fight for their money back.
Well, like I said, you can still listen to them without having to pay anything extra. So everything that you bought previously, all the songs, albums, music, videos, all that stuff, you can still watch without paying anything extra. So they're not trying to basically screw people out of what they've already paid for. They're just trying to get more money out of more people because apparently they're not making enough, maybe.
When it comes to corporations like this, it's never that they're not making enough money. It's that they just want more. And iTunes has already been doing that with the monthly thing because we're doing that. When I saw, I avoided it for the longest time, okay, because I'm like, here comes another gimmick. And after looking into it a little bit more.
I think they're also getting kind of screwed over by Amazon Prime Music because if you have Amazon Prime, you get access to all of this music for free. And why would you go to iTunes and buy
anything
off of there
when you can get it for free?
When you already have access to it, if you have Prime.
Yeah, exactly.
True.
Exactly. And Spotify doing the same fucking shit between Spotify and Amazon Prime. Like, you know, Spotify
and Netflix and
Amazon Prime, who literally provides all of the things, but whichever phone you have, all of the things.
Specifically in this article, it actually mentions Spotify and how the whole reason that they're supposedly doing this is to free up resources to improve their improve Apple streaming competitor. So Spotify is Apple Music streaming competitor, so they're trying to improve Apple Music in order to better compete with Spotify. So it's all in that competition. They're trying to beat Spotify, and it's going to make a lot of Apple customers rather upset.
Well, it doesn't matter. Apple customers are already fucking pissed off because we can't switch over to Android because we don't know how to function with the goddamn Android because we've been mind-washed into the iPhone, okay? Legitimately, there's so many things about the Android that I love and I would love to have, but I can't because every time I grab it, like, when Shiley gives me her phone, I'm like, okay, where's pull-up page? I don't know. What is this? I don't speak Android. I'm very basic on it. I only have, like, $20 worth of speaking Android here, okay?
I have that exact same culture shock. I used to have an iPhone, and I switched over, but I'm not regretting that decision.
Well, the thing is, it's fucking insane, because even if I learned how to, like, because literally, give me one day for me to zombify myself on the phone inside my house, I'll figure it out for the most part, okay?
Yeah.
But my problem is that I got the ball and chain with Apple because there's the cloud, there's all my music, there's all my pictures, there's all my apps. Literally, like, I didn't even realize the slow growing process that I'm locked the fuck in. Okay, like
that
I
was one of the most frustrating parts. Not being able to transfer my music over. Oh God.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing. Like, even if, you know, so that's why you have things like Spotify because at the end of the day, you still have the problem. So let's say that I wanted to switch over to Android, well, all the music that I just got from the Apple streaming is gone. But if I was doing it all on Spotify and I get an Android, all I have to do is download Spotify, log into my account, and it's all there. So,
yeah.
I don't know. It's the Android and Apple bullshit, okay? It's almost like there are no other phones. Like, you say BlackBerry nowadays, and people go, what the fuck? I'm fucking BlackBerry? What? Okay? I legit did the same thing to Lydia. She was talking about, like, oh, I'm going to get my son a BlackBerry. And I'm like, what the fuck? Is he a CEO? Like, what? Why are we getting a BlackBerry? Those things are still around? You know? I'm like, if I remember correctly, I think Disney was trying to do the same thing and pull out all the Disney content from Netflix so they can do their own streaming. You know, and I'm over here going like, oh, okay, so Disney's going to have their own bullshit, which means that's another app that I'm going to have to download so my children and myself can get the fucking movies for a reasonable $56 a month because Disney is always out the fucking ass with anything that they provide. I'm like, the cheapest thing I've ever gotten from Disney, the cheapest thing was gum on the bottom of my shoe, and they still charge me $26.
Yeah, I can attest to that, actually. Disney crap is expensive.
It's terrible. I'm like, seriously, like, people ask me, like, you know how you have this conversation, like, oh, what would you do if you won, you know, if you won the lottery and whatever? I'm like, that's the only way that I can get my fix, okay, because even though I know that the shit that I want is completely unnecessary, I don't need it. I do not need it.
Yeah.
It's unnecessary. I go to Disney World or Disneyland, and I'm like, I need the hat, the shirt, the bumper, the fucking sticker, the pin, the shoes, the pants. I need it all. I even need to buy a can of Disney Air. I don't even know what the fuck that is. I need it.
That Disney balloon that's like the two balloons inside of each other? That thing's like $26. Are you kidding me? For a balloon that's going to last all of like, what, 3 days? But you want it so bad.
And then they added a little light up thing that lights the balloon up on the inside, and they end up, and they charge you $5 more.
Stop it. Why is it light up and it's so cute? And it's a balloon inside a balloon with the light up bullshit. Like, I need it. And then, like, you know, and then you can't.
Take it home, it lasts 3 days.
Yeah, but the one that got me every fucking time, every single goddamn time I go to Disney, I tell myself not to. The minute night falls in Disney, and everybody got those spinny little light up bullshit, you don't need them. They're only going to last you 2 days. 2 days. I do it anyways. Any goddamn way, I replace the batteries, the bitch still doesn't work. I don't know.
Yep.
Still bought it. Yay, fucking $15 later, I got the smallest one, lasted me 2 days. Okay, whatever.
They're just so pretty.
They are pretty.
Yeah, I'm over here, like, what gets me is, like, the kind of hypocrite that I am. I will give my children the lecture. All right, don't be asking for nothing. You have no money, so for you don't need to be touching anything. I don't want to hear, like, can I have this, can I have that, can I have this, can I have that. Are we clear? All right, roll out. I'm the first fucking one to go to time. Please, babe, look at it. And now I have to justify it. Look, mommy's going to buy you this. Okay, you all get this just so I can justify getting the shit that I wanted because I broke my own rule. That's Disney for you. That's what happens.
Oh, yeah. Everything is so enticing whenever you get there. It's like you can't say no.
Yep, and that's how we end up pregnant.
They're good at figuring out what you want or what you don't need, but you can't. Yeah.
Oh, all right. And then, anyways, speaking of enticing, this one I've been eagerly waiting for. I've been trying to be patient and not rush too far into this, but I have failed miserably. Scooby-Doo and Supernatural. Okay, some blew my fucking mind. Okay, Samantha, give us the inside scoop.
So, first of all, when this trailer came out, I was so fucking excited. Okay, like the little girl squeal and everything. Like, oh my god. There's just so many little catch lines throughout the show that. You have to pause it sometimes just to sit there and get the laughter out because, like, when Dean sees Daphne, they're standing there and they're looking at him. They're at the little restaurant. They're talking for a second, and Dean, he goes to walk off from Sam, and he's like, dibs on Daphne, dude. I died. Okay. Like, I'm getting ahead of myself here. So, when they first get sucked into the episode, they're both standing there freaking out because they're realizing they're animated. And then Dean goes to slap Sam to, you know, calm the fuck down a little bit. And you see the handprint is still there, like typical cartoon bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And Dean's just sitting there looking at it like, dude, this is real. So they see the Scooby Gang sitting there, and Dean is all about this because they talked about his childhood and, you know, how they were always on the road and how Scooby-Doo was always there. No matter what town they were in, what hotel they were in, Scooby-Doo was there. You know, he could always count on that.
Hell yeah.
And so it was a little sad. You know, but at the same time, it was sweet to see Dean in that light.
I'm down to see Dean in any light, okay? I just want full disclosure. okay?
Yes.
Any light, I am perfectly okay with seeing him.
Who isn't?
So they're with the Scooby Gang, and somebody had died, leaving a fortune to Scooby Doo, and there was a couple other people that was in on this. And the only thing about it is, you can only get the money if you're able to stay the night in the so-called haunted house. Of course, Scooby Gang's gonna stay with Scooby. They're not gonna leave him. And they hear a scream in the middle of the night. And Sam's like, what the hell was that? And Dean's like, oh, I've seen this episode 100 times. It's just this, you know, it's good. Well, they go in there to find out it's an actual legit dead body. And that's not part of the show. That wasn't in that episode. So, Dean, you've got everybody doing their typical little jinkies, zoinks, all this bullshit. And then here's Dean, son of a bitch.
Come on, if he didn't say it, you know there would be a problem.
He's like, dude, this is not how this goes. He's not really supposed to be dead, you know. It's supposed to be just a dummy laying there, but this is a legit dead
body. But
it's
a real thing.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Wait, hold up. Wasn't
I
there like a meme going around like that? I can't believe they actually did it, because I remember seeing a meme about, you know, like, oh, if I was part of the Scooby-Doo gang, there's, you know, zoink, jinky, whatever.
Jinky, yeah.
Fuck. You know, I would get fired or whatever. That was like a meme that was going around for years.
I remember
that. And they actually did it. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. They want to go talk about trying to solve. Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead.
They're going to talk about trying to solve the mystery. And Scooby Gang, you know, they're thinking it's just some, what do you call it? A real estate agent that's, oh, crap. Fuck, the word is leaving me right now. But the bad guy's just going to be this bad real estate guy. So they're not worried about it. They suggest splitting up looking for clues. And so I'm like, I don't think that's the best idea right now. And then Velma, she looks over and goes, oh, such a big guy like you, I wouldn't expect you to be a scaredy cat.
Right.
Fucking shit. Velma.
Throw some shade.
She is hitting on Sam so hard throughout the show.
Don't blame her.
So then Dean comes to grab Daphne up because he wants to go with her, of course. And throughout the entire show, he's trying to hide her from the ghost, and he's trying to kiss her in the corner, or he's trying to get her away from Fred, or
So I would kill to be Daphne in the show.
She's not interested one bit, though. That's what got me. You mean Fred standing here and you got Dean standing here. Which one you going to go for?
Gee, let me think.
Is that even really a question?
Hold on. Let me pull up the calculator real quick and try. Let me try and calculate who the fuck you think you're talking to right now, because the question should already be clear to everybody.
Obviously. I mean, Fred, he's nice looking and all, but if you have Dean there, there is definitely no other option.
Well, see, like, the thing is, like, as you're watching Scooby-Doo as a kid, you know, inevitably you grow up with these cartoon shows and, you know, puberty strikes and whatever. Fred was never one that I ever was like, oh my God, Fred. No, like, never.
No.
I wanted the brains of Velma, and I wanted, like, you know, the good looks of Daphne, but it was never, like, neither fucking Fred. Or,
you see, did you guys have the same feelings about Fred as I did, where he kind of threw you off with the way that he was as a person.
He's stupid. He's stupid.
Uh-huh.
He's
not
so
like
absorbed
in. He's very arrogant, and he almost has like that that rich boy attitude where he's just like, I know that I'm handsome. So that threw me off a little bit.
Back then, we did not know the proper terminology back then, but I do now. The proper terminology for Fred is called fuckboy.
Yes.
And it just goes to show, guys, ladies don't like the fuckboy. I mean, they like the style of the fuckboy. They don't like the personality of a fuckboy.
Right.
Nobody really likes the fuckboy.
No. Okay, so continuing, Daphne is not interested in Dean at all.
No. Not in the least. And it was very disappointing to see that, because, like, if there had been a groom kiss of Daphne and Dean, that would have made my night watching that episode. But so then there was this conversation between Sam and Dean, and Dean was like, dude, if you think about it, they're just like us. Okay, they drive around in their car, solving mysteries, hunting the bad guy. You know, he's just going on. And Sam's like, yeah, but we don't have a talking dog. And he goes, well, we have a Castiel. That's kind of like a talking dog, you know.
God damn. Poor guy just can't get a fucking break. And he's supposed to be a fucking angel, okay? You think there'd be a little bit more respect and decency dished out to him, but no, he's like,
no.
I mean, Castiel really honestly reminds me of, like, when, you know, when, like, if Trish and I, like, let me give you the perfect example. Trish and I went to Wizard World Reno, okay? Trish and I were Sam and Dean. Castiel was Eddie, because we're ripping on him the entire time. We're just like, nobody's listening to you. You're irrelevant. And then every now and again, Eddie would make some valid points, and they were like, well, why didn't you say that before? You know, and it's like, oh, I've only been trying to tell you for the past 30 minutes. And it's like, no, you haven't. What? You know, and we're just ripping on him the entire fucking time. And I'm like, oh, my God, I think I need to do that. I'm going to go on the Let's Be Real chat, and I'm going to change the nicknames. You know how you can do that on the chat? I'm going to change the nickname of Eddie to Castiel. I'm just going to leave it alone. I'm not going to provide any explanations. I'm just going to leave it alone. Wait for him to ask. Got to be great.
Like, why did my name get changed?
Get it. Okay. So, here comes a spoiler alert. So, if you don't want to know about this, and first of all, like, this is a recorded show. Like, as soon as we're done talking about Scooby-Doo and whatever, ladies, please remind me, let's have a conversation about spoiler alerts, okay? Because that's one that I've been wanting to talk about. I know that we kind of briefly talked about that on Mark Who 42. Do you remember that show, Trish?
No, I don't. What was it?
Yeah, I believe it was, Ken Spivey. and he was... you know, he had a guest or whatever, and they were talking about, like, genres and what constituted a certain genre. And then Mark briefly mentioned about, we talked about spoiler alerts, because I was doing the news, and it's like, you know, what constitutes as a spoiler alert, you know, what's the rule of thumb, what's the unspoken law about it. So we're going to talk about that as soon as Samantha's done. But okay, for the sake of being proper, spoiler alert, how does the episode end?
Oh, so they find out, and it's part bad. So what had caused it was you know how the spirit will be connected to an object, and they have to burn the object to release the spirit. It actually was a corrupt real estate guy. He was taking this little pocket knife that had a child's spirit attached to it.
Oh,
yes. And he had told the kid that unless he did these things for him, he wouldn't release him. But he had never really intended on releasing the kid.
Aww.
And what he was doing is taking that pocket knife and slipping it into the different stores where he worked, in that strip that he worked at, and then he was buying them at low cost when the people were getting haunted and wanting to sell.
Wow. Cock bag. Okay.
Yeah. So they out and they see the kid in the episode, in the Scooby-Doo world, and the kid tells them what was going on, and they're like, all right, if you let us out of here, we will release you. We promise we will release you. So the kid, you know, lets them all go, and what had happened is they had gotten sucked into a TV that they had got from that pawn shop guy from the beginning. And Dean was so excited over that TV. Like, he called it a Dean cave, okay? He had a pool table. I think it was a pool table over there and a big comfy couch. And no, it wasn't a couch. I'm sorry. It was two leather recliners for him and Sam. And he had to break the TV to find the pocket knife. And he was so sad.
But at least he kept his word. I mean, he could have kept the TV as it was, but that would have been a dick move.
I mean, you could have. I mean, if he had thought about it, he could have took a screwdriver and took the back off the damn thing. He didn't have to smash it, but
smashing it is so much more satisfying.
Knife. They did get the pocket knife, and they did release the child. And they go back to that pawn shop owner and tell him, you know, hey, we know your little scheme here. And we also found out that you've been skipping out on some taxes, so we called the cops, and then the cops roll up. And as the guy, as the guy is being put away in the cop car, he's like, I could have got away with it if it wasn't for those little teenagers, what they always say in the Scooby-Doo episode, okay?
Meddling kids.
He's like, oh, so
So he's like fucking had a fangirl moment.
Yes.
That is adorable.
Yes, he did. Oh, and he was also wearing an ascot at the end of this, okay?
He was wearing a what?
The handkerchief that Fred always wears around his neck.
Oh, my God.
Because what?
Jesus Christ.
You know, what is it? What is it that, you know, Dean that Fred has that I don't? And she's like, well, you could try an ascot, maybe. So his ass starts wearing one.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Okay. And it looks ridiculous on him.
I have to look at this now.
Yes.
Okay. So, what qualifies as a spoiler? So let me try and set the field for you here, okay? So let's say, you know, what I'm about to talk about next is, you know, the Han Solo trailer, the movie. Okay, so the movie comes out. And me personally, I think it is in poor taste to, you know, let's say that I know that you ladies are going to go see the movie, and I just got done seeing the movie. You know, Trish is going to see it tomorrow. Sam is going to see it next weekend. Shirley might be seeing it sometime in between. And I just got back. Okay, it is in poor taste for me to come back and be like, oh my God, is everything that happened? However. Let's say I watched it, and a month later, or like 2 weeks later, I talk about it and whatnot. In my opinion, I don't necessarily think it's in poor taste, just because it's already been a minute. Like, I feel like you should give time, like an appropriate amount of time. Like 2 weeks is, I think, a good period of time for you to have gone and see it, because it's already going to be on fucking social media anyway.
Yeah, everybody's having a time to see it.
Okay, and it's like, you know, and it all varies, too, like episodes, TV shows, right? For some reason, the spoiler time is substantially less than that. You have things like, you know, what else? I don't know, what else can you watch on TV? I don't,
TV shows and movies are literally all that fucking exists in my life. So, anyways, but what do you guys think? What do you guys consider to be a spoiler? And time frames?
Like the next day.
I have to agree with you in the sense where it's just like, after it's been like a month or two, at that point, it can't really be considered a spoiler. And if you haven't seen it yet, then, and you come up and you hear some people talking about it, you're like, oh, hang on, guys, I'll be back later, and just walk off, or they just accept the fact that you're about to hear something about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're the one who hasn't seen it yet, so suck it up, pretty much.
Trish, what do you think?
I think that you should give a week for a television show and maybe 2 weeks to a month on the movie, depending on the movie, I guess,
mm-hmm.
just to be polite. I mean, you know, if someone does start talking about it, you know, I would either suck it up. I wouldn't say anything. I would just like, you know, walk away or just, you know, politely say, oh, I haven't seen that yet. I'm just going to go over here, you know. If it really matters that much to you.
Yeah, and I agree with that wholeheartedly, just because I have had encounters with people that are like, oh, what the fuck, man, spoiler alert, you know, like, blah, blah. I'm like, dude, it's not like I got to the meat and potatoes right away, okay? Like, I've been talking about it for a minute. Okay, so you know that if the topic's coming up and everybody's getting hyped about it and talking about it, then walk the fuck away, dude, okay?
But the one thing, though, that I think you should never, ever, ever spoil, no matter how long
I think you're
been,
literally about to say what I was about to say. Do it. Do it. Do
a
it.
Book.
A book. Fucking book.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You
I will
should
get
never
selfie.
Spoil
I will
book.
Get so mad. I will be pissed, okay? Because that right there, okay, that is sacred. That is sacred, okay? My reading experience is not the same as yours, okay? I paint the fucking canvas of this story in my own little way. That's why I was a little bit pissed off when Harry Potter came out, and then I, you know, eventually got over it just because I realized it was my bad. I envisioned it incorrectly, okay? But whatever, close enough, okay? But you know, which also is what makes it so difficult when you take a book to movie, because you have your own picture of what these characters
mm-hmm.
should look like, should sound like, should move like, should, you know. And but books are sacred, okay? Like, I don't give a fuck. Harry Potter has been out for years, okay? And if I find somebody, no, I haven't read the Harry Potter books, you know, whatever, I'm like, blasphemy, read them. Read them. That's all I'm going to do, because as much as I want to talk about it, read it. Just read it and let me know, okay? And then I'm unfortunately the type of person that will continue to harass you if I know you got the book, Samantha. If I know you got the book and you read them, okay, I'm going to be like, what page are you at? Where are you at? Okay. Okay, so you already got past the part of, let me see what chapter you're at. Oh, no, you haven't. Okay, no, never mind. No, because it's fucked up. No, don't even. Okay.
that's a polite way to do it. It's not like, oh, have you gotten to that part where so-and-so did this? Why would you even say that?
Yeah, exactly. Did you get to the part where everybody dies?
Yeah, exactly.
Although I am notorious for making up shit that never happens. I will straight up, like, did you get to the part where...
You did that
where...
to me.
Yes. I will make shit up that never fucking happened. And everybody, oh, you spoiled it. What the fuck? I'm like, I know, I'm an asshole. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
They go to watch the movie. That part never happened.
That never happened.
I will be that
I
asshole.
I can't remember what movie it was that you did that to me with, but, yeah.
I think it was Wakanda Forever. Wakanda Forever. Because nobody says Black Panther. It's Wakanda Forever. Okay. I'm like, I'm watching, like, thug-ass people from the hood coming out with an African accent. I'm like, all right, whatever, man. But anyways, moving on. Have you guys seen the new Star Wars trailer?
Yes.
Ooh, I have not.
I haven't.
Oh. Okay. I'm a little hyped. Okay, I have read... in passing, like online, some of the relatable content, And Han Solo's story for me is one of the most interesting ones, just because he's this rebel. Like, you already, when you see him in the movie, you already know he's a bad boy. He's the one that you want to date, but your mom and dad don't want you dating him. That's who he is. Okay, and you're like, oh my god, I want him so bad. Okay, and then you read his story that he is in fact that rebel. He's been that rebel for a minute. Points for trying. Okay, because he did try to join the, I think the, what the fuck is the army called? Like, I'm seriously like drawing blanks right now.
The Empire.
I'm literally on pseudoephedrine right now. Okay, I can see noises. I can see noises.
I can see sounds.
I can see them. So he tries. Okay, it's the equivalent of, like, you know, bad boy not doing good in school, not because he's stupid, but because he's bored and chooses, you know, to have action in his life. I mean, if you, like, legitimately sat down and took a test, he'd probably pass it. But, you know, mom and dad pissed off, goes to join the army, gets his shit together. Good story. He tried, but he didn't. He fucked that up. Okay, and there's the actor. Trish, do you know who that is?
Aldrin, hold on, I can't remember his last name.
Right? Okay, like, because I haven't seen him.
I saw him in Hail. He was in that movie Hail Caesar, and I hated that movie. I don't care about him either. Whatever.
Yeah. Okay, like eating boiled broccoli. What the fuck? So, it is action-packed. It is fucking action-packed, like, just the trailer alone. And obviously, you can't go based on the trailer and go, oh, this is what the movie's going to be like, because that's the whole point. It's hype. Okay. But what got me excited is how it just follows the story from what, if you have read the books that are supposed to be relevant to the story, which I don't know, because Disney kind of came through and was like, all these books are, they don't matter, all this fan art, all this fucking content doesn't matter, what matters is these books and whatever. I mean, there was a huge fucking thing going on when Disney took over Star Wars, and all of a sudden all the literature content that was relevant to Star Wars is no longer relevant, is null and void. I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm a little bit excited, but I'm trying not to get my hopes up, because I'm kind of towing the line on whether I like Star Wars or not. Okay, I'm towing the line. It was great, it's fun and whatever, but at the same time, when I go to inspect the movie even further, I'm like, because I'm not really liking what they're doing with Kylo Ren. The Luke part was all right, but not fucking wonderful, but there was wonderful parts about it. I don't know, but what, Trish, you saw it, what did you think?
Of the trailer or the?
The trailer.
A trailer? Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if you were asking me about trailer or Last Jedi.
I know, right? Just fucking. get my shit together.
I gotta be honest that I'm not too excited for the Han Solo movie. I don't care for the actor they have playing him. He doesn't emanate Harrison Ford's character. And so it's going to be very hard for me to accept him as Han Solo. And I'm just not sure. I'm hoping for the best, but I'm very cautious at this point. And
yep.
I'm looking forward to seeing Donald Glover as Lando.
I know. See, the thing for me is that it's very, I'm trying to look at it as like, okay, so you're trying to be Han Solo, and you're young, so I'm trying to give benefit of the doubt, and I'm trying to be open-minded of, like, you know, we all grow up, but the thing is, like, they didn't even bother to get a guy that even looks kind of like Harrison Ford. You know, we already know what Han Solo looks like.
Yeah. Did you ever see that movie, The Age of Adeline?
I did not.
If you saw it, then you know they had an actor that played Harrison Ford's character as a young man. And everyone was saying that he should have played Han Solo because he looked just like him, he sounds just like him, and he acts, and he has the same mannerisms. Yeah, I think that they, you know, they went after this other guy, put him in there because, oh, he was nominated for an Oscar for a crappy movie. Well, you know, we should put him in this movie then. And yeah, I just think it's, I don't know if it was a good decision or not.
I think the movie is going to do all right just because of all the action and everything that's popping on the screen. And if they stick to the story correctly, that might help as well. But, you know, I did have the same issues because I'm looking at this and I'm like, they're going to make this a love story. They're going to make this a love story. They're going to put a bitch in here. Okay. And it's going to be kind of like Fast and the Furious, but in space. Yeah.
Okay. You know what? Now that you say that, I can totally see it. I totally see it. It is.
And it's in space. And I'm like, who the fuck's been hanging out with Michael Bay? Okay, really? Stop it. Okay, because I'm like, which one of you assholes did it? You know, lasers, fast ship, mild fucking implied, sexy time, more explosions. He's a badass. The end.
I get that.
So, I mean, like,
that happening.
For Han Solo, I mean, you're not wrong, but at the same time, like, I don't know. I definitely, Julio, was a little bit turned off by the actor itself. First of all, I don't know him. You don't look anything like Han Solo, okay? You look like, it looks like a cosplayer. All right, who's really good at cosplaying Han Solo? Okay, that guy? Put him in. Like, he looks nothing. Just put him in. He knows how to dress up well. Just put him in. You know, and it's, all right. We'll see how this goes. But at any rate, Trish, darling, you have another bit of information for me. What you got?
Okay. You know, you guys are probably going to rag on me for being old. But I just found out about this. I didn't know about it. But, well, you know, they've been bringing back old television shows. Like, we just got Roseanne back, which I'm loving.
Mm-hmm.
But I had no idea that they are actually bringing back Murphy Brown. I don't know if any of you guys are even old enough to have watched that.
Okay, the only thing that comes to mind is Charlie Murphy. Yeah, I don't think that's relevant to what you're talking about.
No. Well, the original show, it came on from 1988 to 1998, so it was on for 10 years. And but she, it was like one of the very first like female empowerment type of shows, you know, like. And she was an investigative reporter, and it was just a really good show. But it tackled a lot of, you know, of modern issues and everything. And it's going to be very interesting to have this show come back because when it was first on, it was, you know, a lot of people are all like, oh, she's a very opinionated woman. We don't know if we like that. You know, this is back kind of one of those days when women were still not supposed to be so vocal about what they thought and cared about. And
now when women are actually feeling more empowered than ever and actually standing up for themselves, that's going to be really interesting, actually.
Yes. And also,
well, especially with the Me Too movement going around, that like that really vibes well with all of that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So,
honestly, that probably has something to do with them bringing it back.
I think so.
I hope so. I hope so.
But, yeah, it's supposed to start airing in September. So I didn't realize it would be that close. I'm so happy.
Holy shit. Okay. So investigative reporter. I'm familiar with that one. And you said in the 90s? So,
yeah, 88 to 98.
Okay, so like Ninja Turtles. I remember that.
not like April O'Neil. Better than April
O'Neil. I definitely now know Megan Fox, bitch, with the fucking toe thumbs. Jesus Christ. So, and then, like, it literally, this is what I brought up yesterday on Keeping It Real. You know, this is starting a huge movement.
of like, oh, well, if that was successful and they were successful and those were over there were successful, let's try and get a piece of the pie. So, I don't know.
People might be starting to get greedy and stretching too far.
Exactly, yes. And inevitably, it's going to happen. Okay, because literally you can see it happening with Marvel and DC. Okay, they started off, you know, here and there. Let's try to do a superhero movie. Let's try and do X-Men. Let's try and do Fantastic Four. Oh, my God, this is doing really well. Let's try and bring them all back. And then here we are. So.
Well, I will be watching, and I hope it's good.
Well, as an adult, I will be watching all these shows again just because it's a whole new, like, my palate has grown. And so maybe this will be better because, like, I mentioned this on Keeping It Real as well. I'm like, you know, back in the day when it was, like, Cheers, Wings. You guys remember that show? Trish, you remember the Wings?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I didn't watch
okay.
that very much, but I do remember it, though.
Okay, but it was, like, Cheers, Wings, Seinfeld, Roseanne, Family Matters, Golden Girls,
Step by Step.
Exactly. Hated them as a kid. Hated them. Fucking hated them, okay? Like, my parents would go and watch these shows, and I'm like, fuck. Okay, and I just go off and play, like, as I'm watching, I'm playing on the living room floor with my Barbies and constantly being told to stop making so much noise, you know, because I'm, like, trying to build a tower or something and it comes crashing down right in the middle of the show. They're like, okay, that's it. That's enough. Go to your room. Play with us somewhere else. So, you know, and now watch, you know, like, I've seen a couple reruns of, like, Roseanne and whatnot. I know that Samantha, she's got an old soul, so I'm sure she's into some of this stuff, you know, because she's old. And did I mention that she's old? Because she is old.
Most of the shows that you just called off, okay?
Exactly, because you're old as shit. But whatever, I mean, I'll give it a shot. We'll see.
Shame.
I'm still... Hey, what? Okay, I will watch them with you if you watch Doctor Who with me. Okay, that's the bargain right there on the table.
Okay.
Y'all heard that, right? Okay, it's recorded too.
Yep.
By the way, we're live right now.
I was gonna say it's recorded.
It's recorded later. And I'm just saying that I got you. This is like a legal binding thing. I don't even know the proper terminology, but okay.
Contract?
And there we go, contract. So anyway, Shirley, what else you got for me?
Jurassic Park. So for the anniversary of Jurassic Park from whenever it first aired, the 25th anniversary, the directors got together and they requested that the fans send in their own little clips of them recreating their favorite scenes from the movies. And what these guys did was absolutely incredible. They actually remade part of Jurassic Park from the fans' clips and they put them together. This video is hilarious. There are some of them that are just people being funny, but then there's some that are kind of serious. And it's also mixed in with clips of the actual, from the actual movie in there. But this, it is put together and it is gold. I wish they would create an entire film like this because I would watch every minute of it. I would be laughing my ass off the entire time. But it is
okay. So
any
is this
Jurassic
like a
Park
live action
there need to
thing,
watch
or is this like people went through and animated it, or like what exactly?
No, live action. People actually went in and they acted out the skits themselves, acted out the scenes with them and some friends, and they sent it into the directors, and they made this mashup of it. It is absolutely golden, and just it's a must see for anybody who likes Jurassic Park.
You're going to have to send me a link, okay, because I haven't seen this, and I need to see this.
Okay,
yes.
So we're going to have to post up the link on Let's Be Real on Facebook.
Oh, yes. This is – you have to watch this. I think okay, so this is one of my favorite
scenes?
Things I've come across. Say again?
What is the, oh my God, there's that Navy coming out. What are the notable scenes of the, notable scenes, like what stuck with you on this Jurassic mashup?
One of the scenes that they did in there was, oh God, you know the scene where the chick is being attacked by the velociraptor and she's in there and she's getting behind this grate or whatever? They have
mm-hmm.
that scene in there, and I was laughing the entire time. It was one of the sillier ones, but it was definitely very well executed. So
I thought for a second there you were going to be like, you know, in Jurassic Park where the one guy is being chased by the dinosaur. I'm like, you're being too Pacific. Yeah, I mean, like, you're being way too Atlantic. I need you to be a little bit more Pacific about this because bitch, where? Which one? Okay.
It's like, there are a lot of guys being chased by dinosaurs in Jurassic Park. So, yeah. No, the scene where the chick is being attacked by the velociraptor and she's hiding behind the grate inside of that inside of the lab building. That's one of my favorite parts from the remake as well because it was pretty funny.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm definitely
gonna
watch it.
Everybody, yes,
I'm gonna have to watch this because anyway, speaking of having to watch this. Samantha is actually covering something that I'm really jealous of. The Infinity War trailer. Okay. That shit, like, there was jizz everywhere when I watched it. Okay. I was just, like, from beginning to end of this trailer, just complete geekgasm. Okay. And then, so, I'm not going to take your article from you, so begrudgingly, I shall allow you to speak.
So as I was watching the trailer, okay, I was getting excited, a little bit more and more excited throughout it. The part that got me the most, and that I really wish they had put more in, is right there at the end, fucking Guardians of the Galaxy. You know, they're just standing there, and I'm like, oh my God, and it ends. Okay,
yeah. Yeah.
They needed
oh my
more.
God.
I wanted more of them. Okay, that part was the one that excited me the most. Like, seeing everybody go through their bullshit and, you know, Thanos getting here and all that. I was like, okay, whatever. That was going to happen, you know, figured that would happen. And then them. I just heard them throughout the trailer. I'm waiting for the comments about Star-Lord, you know.
Oh, my God. That's actually not the part that excited me the most. I did geek out really hard with that. It was so bad. But the part that I'm most excited about with the entire Infinity Wars is Doctor Strange being in there. Okay. Combination with Spider-Man. Okay. Because Spider-Man Homecoming was the shit. Spider-Man was just fucking badass. When... In Thor Ragnarok, when you see Doctor Strange coming for a second, it was like a little appetizer of what's to come. I was not disappointed. Okay. But I do hope for one thing with the Infinity War movie. Thor Ragnarok was very, very heavy on the silly, like, slapstick humor.
Yes.
And though I enjoyed it, you know, because it's just a standalone movie, you know, Thor, whatever, I did enjoy it. That's not something that I want to see too much of on the Infinity War.
No.
You know, I wanted to see the seriousness.
With Thor, because of that, that's just Thor and his personality and how he is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they even did it with Hulk. And Hulk's personality is... It's very few and far between that Hulk is like slapstick funny like that. You know, the green dick implication, which apparently I'm assuming that the Hulk dick was
substantially large, given Thor's face when he's seen it. You know, it's just things like that where I'm like, oh, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. I want to, you know, this is a serious thing. Thanos is back. Okay, it is implied that we're losing some superheroes here, okay? And, you know, this is something that we had already covered on Keeping It Real. I need to see seriousness. I need to see my superheroes mm-hmm. come to life and step up.
Get a little bit with each other and take care of business.
Besides, it's up to the Guardians of the Galaxy to bring in the lightheartedness and stuff, you know, and Spider-Man. You know, they bring
right.
the lightheartedness to the event, but I need to see them seriously. You know, I'm going to go round table. Like, what do you guys want to see and what do you not want to see? I'm going to start with Shiley.
You know, I can't really answer this one because I'm just excited to see it in general. There's not really anything that I don't want to see, but there's nothing specific that I do want to see.
Uh-huh.
I'm not good at answering this question. Yeah.
All right, we'll pass the torch over.
Okay.
Samantha.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did not hear you. I'm excited to see how the Avengers react to Groot.
Oh, my God.
I mean... what size is he going to be? You know, if he's going to be the little guy, Thor with Groot is going to be so funny to me.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Not wanting to see, I agree with Iggy, you know, I want to see a lot more seriousness. Step away from the comedy a little bit and, you know, just... get down to business. Take care of shit.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Trish?
Yes?
So, what do you want to see in Infinity Wars and what do you not want to see in Infinity Wars?
You know, when I saw... when Doctor Strange showed up in Thor... and it was two of them on screen together, it was, like, almost too much for me to handle. And it's just...
why?
Too good-looking, too much good-looking men on the screen, just, like, distracting. I couldn't even understand what the words they were saying. It was just like, I can't, yeah. And
like,
I legitimately have
speaking,
that problem in real life.
Yeah.
Well, I have my predictions on who I think are going to die, because just based off the fact that Chris Hemsworth doesn't want to be Thor anymore, Chris Evans doesn't want to do Captain America, and also in the comics, Captain America, Steve Rogers does die, and Winter Soldier ends up becoming Captain America. I think that's what we're going to see happen. I'd be very surprised
if
it didn't.
I think you're... oh, my God, I think you're right. That's going to hurt. Oh,
yeah.
Fuck, that's going to hurt.
And also, I know that Robert Downey Jr.'s contract for Iron Man is up after this movie. So, maybe. And then also, there's the whole thing about, where's Hawkeye? Hawkeye's not in the trailer at all. You know, he's not on the posters. And this is actually a theory that Eddie has, which I think could be true. Well, that... Hawkeye is their contingency plan if everything goes wrong. If everything goes wrong and everybody gets killed, he's in charge of rebuilding the Avengers. So maybe a bunch of them are going to die, most of them, if not all. And then he's in charge of building up a new army, because you don't see Ant-Man in any of these trailers either. So I think it's probably building up to something that's going to happen, because Ant-Man and Wasp come out... it comes out later in the summer. So,
I mean, to be fair,
I
he can go really, 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 really little. So he could have been there the entire time and we just didn't see him.
Not seeing
him. That's true.
That is true. So I just hope it's a really good movie. And when you have 37 main characters, you know, there's going to be something for everybody.
Yeah. Geez. Okay. So, anyway, well, last but certainly not least, I want to talk Deadpool. Have we all seen the Deadpool 2 trailer?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, and now we are introducing Cable, okay? And, you know, he's breaking that fourth wall pretty well. There just could not be a better actor for Deadpool. I cannot find complaints and things that I've, you know, I can't. And, you know, with him being attractive as fuck and everything. Anyways, there is so much. That's the only thing about Deadpool 2 that the trailer that I have complaints on. It was like, it's just so much information. It was way too much going on. Like, what the fuck is actually going to happen here? So I was a little bit overwhelmed. I'm still excited. I want to see the movie. I want to know what the fuck's going on. But I was just a little, you know, sensory overload. It was sensory overload. Anyway, what did you guys think about the trailer?
Well, I loved it. I'm just waiting for in Deadpool for him to start making fun of Josh Brolin for being in Goonies. You know, break that fourth wall. You know, and in the trailer, at one point, he's sitting on the couch next to his roommate, and he's wearing the same Hawaiian shirt that Chunk wears in Goonies. I'm like, that cannot be a coincidence. Yeah, I'm really hoping for some Goonies references in there.
Yeah. Okay. Charlie, what do you think?
You know, I actually have not seen the Deadpool trailer yet.
So what do you think it is?
I don't know how I haven't seen that one, but I have not. So I need somebody to send me that link.
It's actually on the Let's Be Real Facebook, so I can tell you there's a several of the X-Men that are going to be in there, okay? Super Teenage Warhead Nano fucking Psycho Hormones. Is he going to be in there?
Yes,
because
he is.
I think there was a reference about that. Okay, yeah. I fucking fucked it up because it's that her entire name right there. I'm like, that is the most comic book like name ever. Super Teenage Ninja Warrior fucking Warhead Megatronic fucking Hormones. Gothic shit. I don't even know what her fucking full name is. I really don't. She must be part Latino with like 6 middle names and 17 last names. I don't know. Okay. So, and then we got a couple more in there. Do you remember who all was in there? It's a lot of them. Like, I was overwhelmed. I'm like, we got Cable, we got fucking Megazonic Hormone Ninja Bitch, and then we have
Colossus.
Yes, we have Colossus, but isn't there like a black chick in there with a...
Yeah, and I have no idea who they are.
I really don't either.
That would be a question for Eddie.
Yeah, he geeked out like fucking 3 hours later. I'm like, okay, there's
one
of them.
One of the things I'm hoping happens, I'm hoping that there's some kind of post-credit scene where, you know, Deadpool finds out that Disney is trying to buy him and that he's, like, all hoping that he can be a Disney princess.
Oh, my God. Yes. Anyway, Samantha, based on what you're hearing, what do you think?
I'm trying to remember the trailer. It's been a minute since I've seen it, and my brain is not wanting to brain. But I do remember laughing and being excited, and that's about it for me right now. I'm sorry.
Fair enough. Okay, everybody. this is our review on the trailers thus far. Han Solo, please don't be a fuckboy, Fast and the Furious in space. let's see, Infinity War. Keep it fucking real. This is going to suck. All right, we're going to have a lot of deaths going on. And then you talked about, what is it, Jurassic Park. All right?
Yes, ma'am.
That one's going to be, I wouldn't be surprised if something came off of that. Fuck it. The last thing that I wanted for this to turn into a series. Do not make Jurassic Park a fucking television series. I don't want it. Don't do it. Please fucking don't. Okay? I will literally piss in your mouth. Don't do it. And then fucking there is a child yelling and it's freaking me out. Okay. Anyway. Okay. I am outside and I hear a child shouting and this is part of like scary movie bullshit. anyways. And then Murphy Brown, throwback. I hope it airs every Thursday. That way it can be a throwback Thursday. Anyways, ladies, I had a great time with y'all. Hopefully next time we won't be under medication, heavy sedatives, and or hung the fuck over from the night before. But it is Let's Be Real, and we are notorious for keeping it real. So until next Sunday, this is Trish, Samantha, and Shiley. Next week it'll be myself, Kylie, and Lydia bringing all the good shit to you. And for real, we'll be back. I am your host, Iggy Matthews. Thank you, ladies, so much.
Thank you.
See you next time.
Thanks.